خاطر في أخو خاطر في أشتي تعمد اسمي من منك يبو بداني Come on, heaven tells us, Chatov yachol, grab and eat, Chatov yishti, grab and drink, Talmud as we not minay, because the world that we're leaving from, this world, Olam hazeh, Keilu adami, is like a wedding. Zot Rashi Pshat, how is this world like a wedding? Hayom Yeshno, Lemacharenu. Today we're in this world, and tomorrow we're not. Domeh lechupa sholeches maher, like a wedding that goes quickly. A chas and kala prepare for a wedding for months. And then after 5-6 hours, it's all over. It's all a memory. It's all just a video. When I was in Yeshiva College, I had a friend whose brother, a high school boy, a 12th grader, was killed in a car accident, a car that he was driving on Friday night. And when I went to Menachem Mogel, my friend, he said that his brother always said that don't worry, he'll change. When he goes to Israel, he's going to change. When he goes to Israel, then he's going to become religious. And the punchline isn't, and now my brother will never go to Israel. The punchline was, and now my brother is on his way to Israel. In a box. In a box. A birth certificate and something come with an expiration date on it. We don't know when the end is. And the elderly don't have a monopoly on death. 12th grader. Person has to take life seriously. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said this refers to Ruchnius. If a person just sits there, he's not going to get everything that he can in this world. He has to grab for it. He has to try to get more and more and more spirituality. Mitzvahs. It goes quickly. We waste it all. There's another Gemara. Gemara says in Chulin Kotei. The Gemara is talking about the amount of time that we wait after fleishik before eating milkshik. And Marutva says, in regards to this halakha, I am I'm like vinegar compared to wine relative to my father. My father, he says, used to wait 24 hours between meat and milk. And I only wait from one su'udu to the other. 6 hours. I'm not as firm as my father. He waited 24 hours. And I only wait 6. To ask for the soul to answer. Then just wait 24 hours. Such a big deal. If that's the only difference in frumkeit between you and your father, just wait 24 hours. And Rabbi Yisrael answered, no, you can't do that. That's called being a faker. if internally you're not on that madriga, you can't aim that high. The Alter Slabotka asked, aren't these two statements of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter contradictory? On the one hand, the Gemara in Erevin says, grab more. Don't just wait. Try to do more and more and more mitzvahs, perhaps more chumras. Don't just sit there. And the Gemara in Chulin of Yisrael said, no, you can't do more. That's called being a faker. The Alter Slabotka answered with a famous mashal, the mashal of a ladder. A person has to always strive. He always has to grow. But he has to grow slowly. One rung at a time. If he tries to get one rung, good. Chatuz v'achil, grab that rung. Sometimes after a shmooze, we can grab two rungs. But if chas v'shalom, a person tries to grab a third or a fourth, he can slip and fall. He can break his legs. He can damage himself psychologically and decide, I don't want to go up that ladder ever again. When a person grows, they have to grow slowly, one rung at a time. But perhaps that's only true when it comes to actions. However, when it comes to attitude, there has to be that one break, that one move. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, what does tshuva boil down to? Harata, Kabbalah, Asid. What does tshuva boil down to? What's the essence of tshuva? Says the Rambam, Umeshan Ishmo. A person has to change his name. Kilomar Ani Acher. I'm a different person. I'm not the same fellow who did those actions. I'm a different person. And only after that, the Rambam says, then he changes his actions. But the essence of tshuva is Mishana Shmo. He changes his name. He changes his attitude. That can happen with just one incident. In just 1 second, he could change his whole attitude. My Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the Chetzadik Livracha, used to say that in the famous story where Acher, the great Tana who had become an Apikores, was walking with Rav Meir, and it was close to the edge of the Tzum Shabbos, the border. And he told Rav Meir, turn back. And Rav Meir said, why don't you come with me? And Acher said, it's too late for me. A bas kol came out and said, everyone could do tshuva chutz me'acher. I can't do tshuva. It's too late for me. I'm just going to go and be mechal Shabbos again. And Rav Aaron asked, how's that possible? A person can't do tshuva. And he answered, Acher can't do tshuva. But Elisha ben Avuya, Acher's original name, he can do tshuva. He has to change his name, Mishana Shmo. Once he's Mishana Shmo, once he changes his attitude, he becomes a different person. Then he can do real tshuva. And this change in attitude can happen instantly. And I'll bring you a raya. The Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, we all know, Kohanim are not allowed to become tamei to any mace, to a dead person. Except to the Shiva Krovim, your close relatives. Why? Says the Chinuch, Drachel Adachi Noam, the way of the Torah is nice, they understand, people have feelings for their close relatives. They need to go to the funeral, they need to cry, even a Kohen. Yet, the Chinuch tells us, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is never allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, even for the funeral of his own parents. Doesn't he also have feelings for his parents? The Chinuch says an amazing thing. The Kohen Gadol is a person who is a Kodesh Kadoshim. He's a person who is so involved in Ruchnius that he's Pashet Ligamri Miteva Bneish. He has separated himself completely from the nature of people. And he almost like forgets his parents. he doesn't feel sad. When they pass away, such on a high spiritual plane, a spiritual level. And therefore, the Torah doesn't say that he is allowed to leave, because he doesn't have those feelings. It's on such high madrega, a chiddush. The chinuch tells us it's a chiddush, a person can be on such a level. But not just the Kohen Gadol. The chinuch also tells us that the Nazir has a halacha that he cannot become tame except to a meis mitzvah. He cannot become tame even to his father and his mother. The Nazir, a person who decided, I dedicated myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's also on a high spiritual plane, a high spiritual level. So he has the same halacha. He doesn't have those feelings, so therefore he can't become tame. The problem is, you all know Rashi. Rashi says, in Parshas Naso, why did this person become a Nazir? One of the ways that a person becomes a Nazir, what did he do? One day he was in the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw a Sota having to be tested by drinking the Sota waters. And the Chazal tell us, Kol Haroe Sota B'Kilkula Yazir Atzma Min Hayayin. Anyone who sees a sota in this situation should decide to become a Nazir. This individual decided to become a Nazir. Imagine the situation. He woke up in the morning. He was a regular guy. He decided, today I'm going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe he was even bringing a carbon chatos. And he sees a sota, Bikilkula, being tested. And he says, alright, look what wine can do to a person. It can lead to meals, it can lead to adultery. I'm not going to drink any wine. I'm going to become a Nazir. And 5 minutes later, he gets a call on his cell phone that his parents, Rahman al-Islam, died. I have no feelings for them at all. Just this morning, he was a regular guy. And after seeing this and deciding I'm going to be a Nazir, no feelings whatsoever for his parents? Is that possible? But it seems from the fact that the Chinuch says this is what a Nazir is. Once he made that dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that change in attitude, he's an Ish Acher, he's a different person. He's a person who doesn't have those emotions, those feelings, that it's possible for a person to change so much just because of one incident, so typical kula he saw. So he decides to commit himself. In one instant, the person's full attitude can change. Famous story that many of us know. There was a little boy at 11 years old. He woke up in the middle of the night and he heard his parents crying. And his parents were crying, what's going to be with Herschel? He doesn't want to learn. 11 years old. What's going to be with him? We're going to have to apprentice him off to a carpenter. And little Herschel heard this. And he got out of bed and he ran downstairs and he says to his father and mother, give me another chance, I want to learn, I want to become a Talmud Chacham. This story became famous. When the Tziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, Tzvi Herschel, when he published his first Sefer, Hamek Sheli, he was so happy, people asked him why. He said, because after 120, I'm going to go up to Shemayim and they're going to ask me, where is your Hamei She'ela? Can you imagine if I didn't wake up in the middle of the night when I was 11 years old to hear my parents crying, what would have happened to me? I would have been a carpenter. And then when they asked me, where is your Hamei She'ela? I would have said, Hamei what? Hamei what? What's a Hamei She'ela? I'm a carpenter. I build bookshelves. I don't fill them. I have nothing to do with it. But I woke up in the middle of the night. And in that one instant, he made a decision. A decision that changed his entire life. He became the Rosh Hashiva of Halajin. We all know the story. The Maran Bava Metzia. Reish Lakish was a gangster. And he saw Rabbi Yochanan swimming in the river. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish jumped into the river after Rabbi Yochanan, probably to rob him, perhaps even worse things. And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, you have such strength, why don't you dedicate yourself to Torah? And he said, wow, you're a really beautiful person. Rabbi Yochanan was beautiful. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll tell you what, if you decide to accept upon yourself the old Torah, I'll try to arrange that you'll marry my sister who's even more beautiful than I. And the Gemara says that at that point he already accepted the old Torah, he agreed to Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't have the strength anymore to even jump out of the water. But eventually he learned Atriye, the Asne, the Shavya Gavarava, he became the great Reish Lakish. It all happened in one instant. Rabbi Yochanan asked him, become a Ben Torah. And he said, yes. And that was the first step. It was a change in attitude. He became a different person. There was a boy who came out of 10th grade and went to a summer camp. It wasn't a learning camp. In fact, the camp only had about an hour a day of learning. And he went to this camp because he wanted to play ball, baseball, basketball, hockey. And yeah, he learned an hour a day. It was very nice. And after 3 days in the camp, his Rebbe took him for a walk after breakfast and said to him, you know, part of this camp, there's a Masmidim program. And in that Masmidim program, they learn a little bit more than an hour a day. You seem to be different than the other boys in my group. You seem to like learning. Why don't you join that Masmidim program? And the boy hemmed and hawed. He had no interest in doing this, but he was pushed and pushed, and within a half an hour, he was convinced. And it was the first step in a long series of steps that led this person to even decide to go into chinuch. And this person is in this room, and he's one of your rabbeim. I was once in the Beis Medrash, supposedly trying to learn, and a boy who was in MTA came into the Beis Medrash, and we started schmoozing. And in the Beis Medrash, there were two people who are now Rosh Yeshiva and our Yeshiva, Rabbi Tzvi Sobolovsky and Rabbi Eli Konigsberg. And they were learning. And Rabbi Sobolovsky was getting very into some chiddush he was saying. And as I was talking to this boy, I noticed he wasn't looking at me anymore. He was staring off with this look on his face. Like, what's this guy doing? And he asked me, and I said, he's learning. And the boy said, but he's not reading anything inside. That was his only experience with learning until now. And he saw Rabbi Sobolovsky was getting so into this Kiddush, and I explained to him, he already read the Tosfos, he already read the Rambam. He had a kashya, saying a teretz. He's so excited. And this boy today is sitting in a kolo, learning. Many years later, he told me that was the first incident that turned him on. In that one moment, he saw learning isn't that boring. If that man, Rabbi Sobolovsky, can be that excited about something that he was saying, the whole world changed. The whole yeshiva world changed also because of one incident. There was a boy named Yisrael Lipkin, and at 15 years old, he noticed a certain tzaddik nister in the town of Zundel. He used to go walking in the woods privately, and he decided one day to follow him. And this little trip changed history, because Rabbi Yisrael, who was trying to hide so he wouldn't be noticed, he wanted to see what is Rabbi Zundel doing. He's out there in the forest alone. He stepped on a twig, and the twig broke. And Rabbi Zundel turned around and noticed him. And he pointed to Rabbi Yisrael, and he said, Yisrael, learn Musar, and you'll become a Yirei Shemayim. Rabbi Yisrael at that time wasn't called Rabbi Yisrael. He already knew Shas with Tosfos Baal Peh at 15 years old. Everyone knew he was a genius in learning. But until he heard that, he said it penetrated into his heart like arrows. And it changed him. And that slowly led to the campaign to get Musar into all the yeshivas. Cannot all the yeshivas, the Litvish yeshivas in the world, have Musar? Even the Hasidic yeshivas in the world, our yeshiva, Mashkichim and Musar. From one little incident, he changed and the world changed. An even more powerful story. Perhaps you never heard of this individual. Rabbi Yosef Yoizel Harwitz. He was in business, but he had such potential that later on in life, Rabbi Yisrael Slater had to send him away because Rabbi Yisrael thought he was holding him back. He was in business trying to provide for his family. And Rabbi Itzel Petzenberger, one of Rabbi Yisrael's greatest talmidim, met him in the streets doing business. And he said, Rabbi Yisrael, why don't you return to learning? What are you doing here in business? And Rabbi Yosef Yisrael said, but Rabbi, what am I going to live with? What am I going to live with? And this Yetzirah took him by the shoulders and looked him in the eye, and he said, "What are you going to die with? What are you going to die with?" He dropped everything. He made an arrangement for his family, and he went and hid in a room for 5 years and learned. When he came out, he founded 900 yeshivas coming out of the yeshiva that he established in Nevardak, the altar of Nevardak. 900 yeshivas all destroyed in World War II. Only one moment. Rav Shlomo Wolbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, just passed away recently, said that when he first came to the Mir Yeshiva in Europe, he had an experience. He was being introduced to his roommates, and one of them said to him, "How old do you think I am?" And he said, "Oh, 29, 30. He said, "You're wrong. I'm only 3 years and 2 months old." He said, "That's not possible." He said, "Yes, it is. 3 years and 2 months ago was when I met the Mir Mashgiach of Yeruchim Levavitz. And from that moment, my life began anew. It was a new life." One incident can change a person's life. We think that just a little Shabbaton here up in the mountains is just a small thing. It's just one Shabbaton. How much of an effect did it have on me? But it can. One Shabbaton, one slichus done properly can be the experience that sets us off. It makes us decide to be chotos le'ochol. It makes us decide to be mishan eshmo, to be a different person. And not even just one slichus, but one Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we know, tells us that when we say Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun, Hashem will always listen to us. He'll never deny that prayer. That's Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that kol ha'omer ameinei shmei rabo v'chol kocho korin lo gzardino. Anyone who says ameinei shmei rabo with all of his strength, then the evil decree will be ripped up. And Tosfos says, "Tu pshatim." What does it mean to say it with all your strength? One pshat is the chol kavanoso, with all of your kavana. The other pshat is with the kol ram, to say it out loud. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions on the halacha that one is supposed to say amen hishmarav out loud. If he says it the kol ram, why does he do that? Because from saying it out loud, that brings out the kavana, it provides his orus, it shows that we mean it's the same thing with Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. We're about to say this tonight 4 or 5 times. Are we going to say it b'chol kochos? Are we going to say it with all of our strength? Are we going to put everything into it like we mean it? Is this going to be the experience that can cause us to be mishan shmo? When a person goes to a baseball stadium and he doesn't get the front row seats, he gets a seat all the way in the cheap seats on the triple deck, on the third deck. And nevertheless, when his player comes out to bat, he stands up on his chair and he screams at the top of his lungs, "Hit a homer! Hit a homer!" He screams it. Can the guy at home plate hear him? Can he hear him? He can't hear him. Then why are you screaming? Why are you screaming? Because he's into it. He's into it. He means it. He wants him to hit a homer. He wants him to hit that homer. It's the same thing. We want Hashem to listen to us. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. We want to be inspired. We want the people around us to be inspired by us. We can do this. We can change. We can decide that this could be the incident. This could be the starting point. This could be the point in our lives. This Shabbaton. This sweetness. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. V'kol rom. We can say it like we mean it. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. This is our chance. Let's do it right. Let's make the best of this opportunity. The whole yeshiva together. Mishan Ishmo. It's a new yeshiva, the new MTA. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. And then the schos, this Heilig Tzibur, So it's all be zolcha to achieve full mechilas tlicha v'chapara. Be zolcha zvashnas chayim v'shalom. Eksiduch simetov.